Well, it's Friday, time to go to the movies. Paul Preston with TheMovieGuys.net is here to discuss the movie The Dictator. And thrown into the mix for this comedy, real-world leaders like Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and President Barack Obama. Here's part of that trailer.
Good afternoon, everybody. For over four decades, the people have lived under the rule of a tyrant who denies them their most basic human rights.
The time has come for him to step aside.
We must keep on with the NATO mission and bring him to justice.
Boy mingling, England, meddling in the Netherlands, checking in daily under aliases.
Ah, America, the birthplace of AIDS.
Admiral General, welcome to New York City. And while you're here, I highly recommend a visit to the Empire State Building before you or one of your cousins takes it down.
Well, the movie obviously sounds great. Paul, how's the soundtrack? How's the movie itself?
Well, it's a mixed bag. I think we know that all of our chubby friends will try and pull off awkwardly dressing like one of the Avengers this Halloween. Am I right? If that doesn't work out, The Dictator is no doubt another in May's long line of future Halloween costumes. You get yourself a, if you've seen any pictures of Sacha Baron Cohen as The Dictator, you just get yourself one of those C. Everett Koop beards, wherever they're selling those, and one of those fake Michael Jackson uniforms that he used to have, and you're good to go. Yeah, this is the new film. If you couldn't tell from the trailer, even with a couple of lines in there, they were, you know, trying to be offensively funny. So you know the film is from Sacha Baron Cohen, who made Borat and Bruno. And even though this film's a little more narrative than the kind of gotcha-style guerrilla comedy of those other films, it still exists in the same plane of throw everything at you humor.
Yeah, I like the summary of the film. It says it's a movie about a heroic story of a dictator who risked his life to ensure that democracy would never come to the country he so lovingly oppressed.
Exactly, yes. He plays Admiral General Aladdin from the Republic of Wadia, which mm-hmm. I think is next to the Mad Magazine country of Blackistan on the map.
What, me worry?
And you can tell from the first frame, there's a dedication. The movie is dedicated to the memory of Kim Jong-il, that he's not going to treat these modern dictators with kid gloves in any way, and nor should he. I mean, is there any group of idiots on the planet more deserving of being ripped to shreds in a comedy? I don't think so. So, as far as I'm concerned, have at. And he did. Quick plot-wise, Aladdin goes to New York, where he's supposed to speak to the UN. He's snatched by federal agents. They cut off his beard, and he's released into New York City to fend for himself in the one town where, you know, you could actually bring yourself to order the death of another person. But in this framework, like I said, it's a free-for-all, gag-wise. There's race humor, religious humor, slapstick, gross-out, profanity, yeah.
Topical
stuff.
Equal opportunity offender.
He goes for it all, yes. But to me, I mean, in the end, the people who would most be offended are terrorists and dictators, so yeah. Because they're thoroughly mocked. And right. If those guys are offended, well, you know, who cares?
Well, I understand that he's, this dictator character is loosely based on Muammar Gaddafi. Muammar, of course, no longer with us.
Yes, and that's, brought to a point in the movie that they're all dying off, so he's got to look out for himself. He absolutely, like you said in the plot description, he wants to keep power. But throughout it all, he there's so many jokes. They don't all hit.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the profanity. And oftentimes, this movie falls victim to many films, to the same thing many films do when they have profanity perhaps in place of a better joke.
All right, for parents who are thinking about possibly taking the kids, how young are... How old do they have to be, you think, before they can go see this movie?
Don't take the kids. Don't take the kids. Be an adult if you're going to go to this. And if you think your kid's an adult at 17, like mm-hmm. the ratings board recommends, then stick with that. Right. You know, in the end, after all these jokes, Larry Charles directed this film, and he made a movie called Religulous, a documentary that featured Bill Maher. And in the end of that film, after goofing on various religious targets, like Bible theme parks and things like that, he delivered sort of a closing argument. And this film kind of does that, too. Aladdin has a monologue at the end of the film, at the end of The Dictator, that's a wonderful straight-faced satire of the current state of America that's worth sticking around through any bad joke to get to.
All right.
You know.
Well, we're out of time, Paul, but we'll see if The Dictator, the movie, holds on the power at the box office. Paul Preston, thank you as always, sir.
You're welcome.